All right, folks, we are live on High Plains Morning here, and in the studio I've got Chip Chandler with me. Chip is our resident, tell us all about the coolest things going on in Panhandle PBS, usually has a lot of them. Well, they've got something that is really just curling my hair. I'm so excited. this is the film screening for the country music documentary from Ken Burns. Yes. Tell us about it, Skip. I called you Chip.
I've been called so much worse. It's okay.
I quit coffee, Chip.
Oh, I understand.
A teabag isn't doing it
here.
No,
it's not doing it.
All right, tell us about this incredible documentary.
All right. Well, Ken Burns' latest, it premieres September 15th on Panhandle PBS and on PBS stations from around the all around the country. It's an 8-part 16-hour documentary series.
Yes.
I know. I can't wait. It's a truly a deep dive from the very, very, very beginnings of country music all the way through 1996 and what he calls the neo-traditionalists, Garth Brooks, Clint Black, Reba McEntire, other great ones who we all love from the 90s country
era. And those were kind of like lovingly called hat acts.
That's right. That's right. So he... of course, as he always is exhaustive in his research,
thankfully,
his team, and I can't wait to see the whole thing. But to whet your appetite a little bit about for the whole thing, we've got a great preview screening scheduled for August 6th, that's next Tuesday night, at Panhandle Plains Historical Museum down in Canyon. And we'll have excerpts from several of the episodes, so you can see what he's going to do, what he's going to talk about, what topics he's going to touch and discuss. We can't wait to share that.
And it's going to be just like, this is going to be like a pretty deep dive on like what to expect.
Yes.
But I mean, it's going to be Ken Burns solid.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Archival footage, interviews, all this rare stuff
he's
they dig up.
More than 100 current country artists, retired, current, you know, you name it. He's talked to countless others. They've got all kinds of great archival footage, photos, sounds. Like I said, it starts from the beginning before, you know, when it was still just a very regional music before radio
mm-hmm.
brought
Appalachian,
that country
Carter
music
family
all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it goes definitely in the Carter family. There's a lot about Johnny Cash. Roseanne Cash is interviewed extensively in this. She's featured in a lot of the previews and the promos and things like that. Hank Williams is in the third episode. Bob Wills is in the second episode.
Aha!
Uh-huh. And we are so excited about that because that is our biggest local tie, I think, to this series is Bob Wills from Turkey, Texas. Our show, The Handle, which returns for its second season on August 29th, we'll devote a full episode of The Handle to Bob Wills and his legacy. We've gone down to Turkey several times. I spoke with one of his daughters and one of his granddaughters, with musicians carrying on his legacy, with the preeminent historian about Bob Wills' life, with Ray Benson, who carries on his music with Asleep at the Wheel.
And they were just here.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. were. I spoke to him out at Starlight Ranch, and Ray's been interviewed by Ken Burns' people for this documentary, and he's seen all eight episodes already. He said they're fantastic.
Oh, I'm so excited! Now this is the screener is just going to like let folks know what to expect.
Yes.
But it's actually going to hit all of the PBS stations on the 15th of September.
Yes.
So
well,
that's cool.
It'll be the first half of the series will begin on September 15th. It'll air at 7 p.m. nightly, and then at 9 p.m. nightly, we'll encore that episode back to back. Okay. So that's 7 o'clock Sunday the 15th. The 16th, 17th, and the 18th. Then on the 22nd, the following Sunday, the second half starts. So Sunday through Wednesday, I'm sorry, for 2 weeks. And on each Sunday, we'll drop on PBS.org and all the apps and everything else. You can see the first four episodes on the 15th. You can binge the first four beginning on the 15th. You can binge the last four beginning on the 22nd. And if you're a Passport member, which is our $75 donation level or above, that gets you access to our PBS Passport, which is kind of our video on demand. And you can see the entire 8-episode series beginning on the 15th.
Yikes. We're all going to be calling in just so we can watch like crazy nudie suits.
Yes. Lots of crazy nudie suits.
Well, this is going to be really exciting. You know, I had mentioned on this show before that I got really into Cocaine and Rhinestones, which is a podcast by Tyler Mahan Co. Sounds like this is going to be very similar thing for if folks out there really like that deep investigative journalism.
Absolutely. I mean, the first episode goes from the beginnings to 33. The second episode's from 45 to 53. So he's taking them in digestible chunks in each two-hour block and just going deep with artists, with people who were inspired by these singers. Even modern singers like Rhiannon Giddens is featured heavily in this because of her, the influences that these artists have had on her career.
Yeah, and you can hear that in the folk in the country that we play now. I mean, it is very much like you can feel that flavor of the early stuff. It's just kind of deconstructed. So this is going to be very exciting for folks that tune into High Plains Morning because, of course, I also really love classic country. And there's so many alt country things right now, people covering some of these older songs. So this is going to be a nice way to take a look back and see where it all came from. 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, August 6th. Folks, mark your calendars for this free screener, just a wet your whistle, and that's at Panhandle Plains Historical Museum, 2503 4th Avenue in Canyon.
That's right. Can't wait to have y'all there. It's going to be a great event, and the museum has provided a little pop-up capsule display of some of the country music items from their own archives, including one of Bob Wills' fiddles and bows, and lots of other things. So come out and check out what's in the archives there at the museum as well.
Fabulous. Talking turkey, man.
That's right.
Talking turkey. Also, it sounds like you have a Spotify playlist that's been put out.
Yeah.
And I think next Tuesday we might just do a little bit of the classic country that we might hear.
Yeah, you can see search for Ken Burns' country music on Spotify. You can find it on our website, panhandlepbs.org/country music. It's embedded right at the top of the page. It's a great playlist. It's so good.
I'm just really looking forward to the Dolly Parton quotes because they're always so good.
Have you seen any of the Dolly Parton quotes?
I have not, I saw her in concert and she had some good ones there.
Okay, I'm going to forget you said that. They've got a great quote from Dolly in several of the promos about what country music is, and it's you can dance to it, you can fight to it, you can make love to it in that Dolly Parton voice, and she's right. Country music covers everything.
Everything. Very, very unique music, and of course, something we find quite beloved here on the High Plains. So, folks, check it out. Mark your calendars. If you are in the Texas Panhandle, come on out to this screener, and we can all sit and drool together.
That's right.
It's Tuesday night, the 6th of August, and of course, mark your calendars for the 15th. PBS is going to be doing that nationwide. It's going to hit.
Yes,
September 15th.
Yeah.
National treasure.
I think I knew about learned about this when we did the Vietnam War, his last major documentary. We heard that country music was going to be next, and it felt like 2019 was so far away. It was two years away. And 3 years, I guess. I'm so glad it's finally here. I can't wait to watch all of the episodes again and again.
I wonder if he had to felt like he had to chase the Vietnam War, which is just so heavy, with something very light.
He has kind of done that in his career. He's done really heavy.
Do the Dust Bowl and then do jazz.
Yes. Yeah. I think, jazz came after Civil War or baseball or something like that. But yeah, but that's not to say that this isn't going to be a serious documentary.
Oh, sure.
I fully expect it to be a very serious look at America's great art form.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it grew out of folk music, which is a lot of protest music about a struggle and, you know, suffering. So we love struggle and suffering here on the High Plains.
Right.
Well, Chip, thank you so much for coming by, and we're so excited about this. I'll get this information up on the website, folks, soon as I freaking can. But we got more great music to play right now. How about some Jimmy Rogers from 1929?
Love it.
Let's do it. Thank you, Chip.
Thank you.
Folks, here is Blue Yodel number 11. It's so much better than the other Blue Yodels.